Welcome to Growing Up Indigo. It's Athena on the BBS Radio Station 1, where if it's not mainstream, it's not on BBS. And don't forget that BBS is the top most fantastic, best radio talk internet in the planet or on the planet. And they know it for sure. They do take a poll, I know. So now I had this wonderful thing to say to you. I had worked on it all week, and it was all about the it's complicated questions I get. And I really know from all of the sides what everybody feels and what goes on. And I was going to do that and a few free readings. But unfortunately, and you guys are going to be thinking, is this the way it happens for you? But no, it really doesn't. I decided that today is my last show. And so I thought, what would make them happy? And they would be happy with less talking and more free readings. So that's what I'm doing. I have 12 free readings, and I didn't make a dent in it, but that's what we're going to do. So without any further talk from me, we are going to go in straight to free readings. How's that? Pretty good, you say. Okay. So the first question I have is from T. T says, my ex-W married another T. Will this marriage last, or how long before he comes back to M? Okay, M is a place, just so you know. So what I'm going to do is go look at W and see first how he feels about T. This is exactly what I wanted to talk to you guys about. And by the way, I am going to do this on my site. I'm going to blog about things because I miss talking to you. Okay, let's see. So I'm asking him how he feels about the second T. Just a minute. Let's see. Okay. Okay, what he feels for the second T is that everything is much simpler. I don't know actually why it is. He also feels that he did make a good choice in the fact that T makes him feel like he's very important. And there's something about, but they don't have money, by the way, but he does feel that it's a full circle. For some reason, she is a full circle to him. I really don't know why, but that's how he feels. So now I'm going to go and ask how he feels about you, T, and what he's going to, how he still feels. Okay, let's see. Aw, that's so pretty and sweet. He feels that, how interesting. Oh, my God, that's what he's telling himself. Oh, I understand. Ooh, okay, he loves you. He loves you. Oh, my God. Okay, this is kind of what I wanted to say when I wrote this. Okay, the reason I'm getting that he feels like he is like a kind of hero and that she makes him feel better is because he made a mistake. Ta-da! Yep. When he thinks of you, oh, I'm going to cry. He thinks of, he thinks of you as you blessed him. Oh, my God. Here I go. You blessed him, and he has such compassion for you, and you opened his heart. He says that the new start he made didn't really turn out to be one. At the heart of it, he's devastated, and he loves you, and he said that, I'm trying to get over it. I'm just trying to get over it. I have to get over it. I have to get over it. So that's why I didn't find, by the way, love. I found that it's simple. It's simple, and she makes him feel good. And that's what he feels. So I think what he's saying is the relationship with you, while it was true love, it was also painful. So I'm not going to predict if he's marrying or staying, you know, staying married, but I can tell you that you're his heart. Okay, so that's that. Good luck. Okay, if I could stop crying, I would be much happier. Now, we're going to do M, and M says, it's been 5 weeks since I've talked to Jay. Does he think about me, or do I just need to move on? Okay, so let's go to Jay. Right? So, Jay, it's been 5 weeks. What are you thinking now? Okay. Jay. 5 weeks, huh? Okay. Somebody was jealous, I think. So, oh, really, Jay? There was a reason to be, wasn't there? So, what I get is that he feels really guilty, kind of. And it's him. He's the one who didn't talk to you. I guarantee it. I think. Wait a minute. No, that might not be true. Well, I think it is, because he's the one who feels guilty. So I'm going to say that Jay had a little dalliance, maybe. Yeah, I think so. And what he's thinking is that he would love to, you know what, wait a minute. I'm not sure if that person was, he had history with that person, or he has history with you. So let me go into this a little bit more. Mm-hmm. Oh. Is he a father or a husband? Is that person someone who was already in his life? Because this is how I see it. I see him being very torn about commitment, and it looks to me like he's deciding between responsibilities that I would say would be a husband or a father or just a man, you know, like a grown-up responsible man. So since I don't know who is who, I am going to say to you, Em, that if you know what I'm talking about, you'll know which one you are. And he's stuck right in the middle. So I think I'm going to ask about you. Should M move on? Okay. All right. I'm going to tell you that they say that things are not too good right now. What they're saying is, he's got a lot of difficult decisions to make, and he's not really in the right frame of mind. I say go on for now. You can always revisit this later, okay? But give yourself a chance. Okay, my next reading is T. T wants to know if S is lying, or if they truly want them, if she truly wants us together in the future. Okay, so let's go to S. Now, S, do you really want to be with T in the future? Hey, I'm going fast, actually. I didn't believe this. Okay, so SF, do you really want to be with T in the future? Mm-hmm, let's go see. I don't yet know. Okay, that seems like it always happens this way. Okay, S is very sad. S is sorry if she hurt you. Okay, that's not so bad. S is also very unhappy and feels very embarrassed. She cares a lot what other people think. I don't know how that plays out here. Again, I get that Were you cold? And when you get upset, do you turn off? I know a lot of people like that. When they get upset or they get jealous or they get hurt, they use either coldness as a way to hurt the other person, like they just won't talk it out. I think she feels you did that. I also think she feels that you were hurtful in other ways. So I can't say that. Okay, here's what I'm getting at. She is a very open person in some ways. She allows herself to listen to you. She's allowing herself to be objective. But underneath it, she's telling herself, don't you fall back into that. I'm getting the strong feeling that she's younger, much younger than you, or you are, but one of you are much younger. And I think it's her. And I think that she has some very, very good qualities. And she's very sad. So I am not going to say she's lying at all, because I see a lot of truth in her. And she might be leaving out that she thinks she's just going to do it again, whatever it was. But she's not lying to you. Okay? So be good, T. Be good. A good woman is hard to find. Okay. The next one is M. Will D and I remain together and in love? Our dates of birth are blum, blum, and blum, blum. Thank you and God bless. So let's see. D and M. All right. D. So how should I do this? Should I do them together? Yeah, I'm going to do you guys together. You know how sometimes they make those horoscope, reports, and they make couples like a composite of both of them? I never understood that, because making a separate chart wouldn't explain them. So I usually read people separately, but sometimes when I'm looking far into the future and somebody asks me, like, where are we going to be in a year? That's when I can easily do it, because unlike an astrologer, I can just look at where two people are in the relationship a year from now. So I can do this. Okay. Will D and I remain together and in love? She didn't give me any kind of time frame. I'll make my own. Okay. Here we go. Okay. Okay. That's okay. And what happens? Okay. And can you come over here? Thank you. Oh. And here. And over here. No. Wait. No. I don't believe so. What I'm getting is there is, well, hold on, let me just do one more thing, okay? Okay. Okay, one more. Okay, and one more. Okay. Okay, and is that, is that for that or that? Or that. Okay. Here's what I'm going to say. There is another woman. And right now, he is thinking all sorts of things about that woman. How the relationship doesn't work, and how she's this or this or this or that, and the relationship doesn't gel, and this and this and this and this. How it wasn't equal, and this, and this, and this, and this. And when I looked at that person is not that person. that person is deeply devastated. That person is dedicated, devoted, and I'm just going to leave it as he's not really being objective, okay? Now, with you, I get the feeling as if he gets along with you, and that and that's, you're on the same page sometimes, but other than that, no, I don't see love. I see that he's not going to be able to move on with you. I don't know the nature of your relationship. When you say remain together and in love, I'm not sure that you're actually together. I think that you're talking about someone that you might have been planning on being together, but I don't really see that you are together. So if that's wrong, write me at askathina@gmail.com, and we'll talk a little bit more. Okay, thanks. Okay, moving on to Jay. Athena, please tell me if my twin flame B is going to propose marriage on New Year's Eve this year. Okay. All right, let's go see. She did give me the name. So B, let's go see if you're going to propose. Speaking about twin flames, if anybody really knows the difference, seriously, let me know. Because I just don't get it. I mean, I do get it, of course. But it doesn't make sense to me. All right. So, B, are you going to propose? Oh, wait a minute, Jay. You mean 2018. Because you would have known already if it was the last one. So let's see. B, are you going to? Okay. Why, what's going on? Mm-hmm. Oh, it starts out really good. Yeah. And then what? Okay, it starts out very good. And then it looks really good. That looks really, really good. I just want to know what this is. What is this? Mm-hmm. What? Okay, Jay, I'm getting something. Like, it starts out really good. Like, he's so hopeful. You're his soulmate. I'm sorry, twin flame. And he's, like, great. And then, and even later it looks good. But then he becomes, like, very surprised about something, and he feels like his heart's broken, and he feels like, and then there's something that really he's got an issue with. He has an issue with, not you, him. I'm trying to get at what it is exactly. He's going to need your forgiveness. I know that. Oh, I know what it is, I think. Okay. Either it has to do with money, or it has to do with a new start that he said he was going to make. That, I don't know if it was contingent, you getting engaged was contingent on it. Like you might have said, if you do this, then I will say yes. But I think he was supposed to start something new and healthy, or new and monetary. And I don't think he does, actually. I think that might be it. But after I look, he does ask you to marry him. Yes. So is it on New Year's Eve? Close. Okay. So I think he loves you, most definitely. He's got some problems with himself, honey. Okay. So the next one is, K. K says, will she and D be together, and am I a second option? That's not good. Let's find out. Okay. Here we go. and Z. All right, Z, I'm going to see if you want her, and if you want her first. And I'm looking for something very specific from you, and if I don't see it, I'm going to tell her. You know, I'm always very, very honest, often to my own detriment, but I hate having people blindsided by things. Let's go see. All right. Let's see what. Okay. I get one woman. So I'm not seeing anybody else. I'm seeing some things with him, but I don't believe it's you that he has the problem with. I'm looking. I don't think that. What is this? Let me ask him why. Why do you feel this way? I don't know why. Go ahead. Go ahead. I'm not sure, but he does feel that either this relationship might have started out wrong. If that might be a possibility, and when I say wrong, I don't actually mean it was wrong. I mean that he felt either he wasn't ready for a relationship, or he had just come out of one, or maybe he hadn't even come out of one, and that you two met, and therefore he feels that this started the wrong way, you know, kind of thing. He also, I think he's happy. He's happy. But I think that he can be very stubborn, and I think that he's the type of person that sees everything out of a very narrow focus. He's like a horse that wears blinders, and once he gets something in his head, like nothing stops him. He just moves steadily on that stream of thought. Like you can't get him to open up and think differently. So he's obviously thinking about like just what he believes. And he's feeling that he can't make that. He's sitting on the excitement. He's sitting on the let's go, let's do this because of what he felt. And he feels like he doesn't know what to do. He does want it. He does want this relationship, absolutely. And I'm not so sure that he feels he is over whatever that thing was. He doesn't feel physically ready for it. A lot of this is being physically not ready. And he doesn't feel, he was shocked. He was shocked by something. He doesn't feel physically ready. And he also feels that he's not consistent enough. And I also want to know the friendship between you two. Is it a friendship? Because he does want to be with you. And as far as second choice, no. What I do get is that he might not be over the way things happened, but no, you're not a second choice. I know that. So maybe you can just start the conversation and see, you know, what he says. Do it gently, and maybe he'll, you know, open up and talk to you about it. So good luck, honey. Okay, our next person is S. S says, I have been offered a one-bedroom flat. Am I doing the right thing if I decide to take it? Okay, one-bedroom flat. Okay, let's go see. So let's say she gets it. I'm not going to, she actually didn't say she wants to know if she's going to. She wants to know if it's right. So let's go. If S takes it, how will she feel? Yes, it would be good. Now, there's something I want to say to you that I don't think is a major deal at all. I think you're going to be very stressed out, which makes sense. I think you're going to be worried, which makes sense. But what I actually get is you're going to like it. You're going to feel very stable. You're going to feel, I'm not sure if you're in school or you're getting a new job, but I see something like that. The other thing I see is worry, and who doesn't? But I think it's a good thing for you, yes. Okay, so now I have something from A. And A says, hi there. I have a question regarding my future. I have discovered two passions as a career. One is a chiropractor, and one is a physiotherapist. Which one am I going to likely pursue? My birthday is... Okay, let's go find out. Although this is a little, I don't really like doing this because that's their choice, but I could ask their angels what their life purpose is, but maybe they don't like that stuff. So, I won't. I am just going to tell A what I see. So, on one hand, I've got a chiropractor. On the other hand, I have a physiotherapist. So let's see. Hey, you were born the same year as my son. Okay. All right, let's go. Chiropractic, physiotherapist. Ta-da! I got it. It was very easy. Pick physiotherapist. Chiropractor, No. Big no. Do you want to know why? I'll tell you in a minute. You'd want to leave very quickly. For some reason, if you were a chiropractor, it would put a lot of stress on you. You would feel that there is no hug. You know when you're working and you feel like it's a dead end or something. It's like a dead end, and it's the same thing every day. You're like, that's what you feel like. But if you, a physiotherapist, I'm not sure why it's so social, but it would be for you. You would feel that way. It's interesting. It's just, I don't know why. I would think it would be the opposite, but I don't think you'd make as much money. But I get you so excited. I think you'd also be moving around a lot if you were a physiotherapist. I'm not sure in what capacity you're going to do it, but I do get moving around a lot. So you might travel, or you might go other places. So I don't know how you're going to do it, but please take that one. Trust me, you don't like being a chiropractor. Okay, here comes A. Now, A says... No, that's not A. Oh, my God, have I done them all? Oh, no, I think I have more. Okay, the next one I have is from N. I have a feeling that my husband is talking to other girls on his phone, and I feel like he's hiding something, and maybe even secret social media accounts. Okay, let's go find out. Now, I took this one. I really didn't want to because, why? I don't have his name. But I'll be honest, I don't need it normally. I don't need it for my own private readings with you, but I do need it on the air, but we have plenty of time. So I can go sit here and connect with him anyway. By asking, this is how I do it, I will say, how does N's, what does N's husband feel and what is he doing? So I can do that. I really can. After 20 years, you can do anything. So, okay, let's see. What does he, what's the nature of why she's suspicious? But I want to say something to you first, guys. If you're not a paranoid person, and if you just have that gut feeling, chances are you're right. I'm sorry, but that's true. Chances are, when you confront them, they will say, absolutely not. Chances are they're lying. sorry, it's true. I'm not saying that they're all guilty. You know, there are many instances where we're very paranoid and we're thinking things. But for the most part, there is something to be said for gut level knowledge. We know. I also want to say something about trusting that. And we have time, so this is important, because my goal as a reader is not to have you need a reader. My goal as a reader has always been to have you trust you. And there's something that I teach everybody I work with, and I'm just going to tell you what it is. When you need to know something very important, your body knows it before you do. And I'm talking about your physical body, both your physical and spiritual body know it. The way to access it is this. There is always the quickest response to what you're feeling. Your body wants you to know it. I mean, when we are in danger, or when we were in danger, do you think your body wants to give you directions 10 minutes later? No. It wants you to have the knowledge right now, because it can mean death, right? So, here's what we have done. Number one, we've been taught not to recognize it. Number one, we've been taught not to believe in it. What we've been taught is, believe in your common sense. Really? Is common sense going to get you out of, you know, like a horrible situation? Sometimes, but not all the time. No, not really. It's not. Ingenuity will. So, and that's part of intuition. Here's what I started to do. Has anybody ever heard, and this is not how I do it, but this is one way of knowing. Take a coin in your hand. Ask yourself a question of something that you want, anything. Throw the coin up in the air and quickly ask yourself, throw it up in the air and do heads no, tails yes, and then as it's up in the air, you will know which one you really want. Because as it's up, you're going to say, oh, I hope this one comes down. I hope that one comes down. That feeling right there is what the gut level is. Okay? So you don't have to do it with a coin all the time. What I've always been able to do, and this is 100% accurate, and no, I'm not going to get everything they feel, but I can literally, let's say I haven't spoken to Diane in 10 years, okay? Well, it's not good 10 years. Let's say I haven't spoken to Diane in 6 months, and we're very, very close, but we haven't spoken, and I'm kind of scared to call her. So I sit down, and I imagine Diane, her essence, and, you know, everything about her, and I just gently reach out to her aura, and I don't disturb her. I just, you know, want to see, you know, is she receptive to me? Do I feel warmth from her? Do I feel like, get back? Do I feel, I'm not interested, you know? Like, what do I feel from her? It is always accurate. Why? Because we're born with this. We're born with it. So that's why I'm saying, if you're married, for God knows, living together, you know. You know that something doesn't feel right. It's true. And I've never, some people do. Some people come right out and say, yeah, you're right, I feel horrible, and I wanted to tell you. But most people, they don't. They don't. So what do? Get evidence. Okay. Next, I'm going to read it. I'm going to do this for you, though, of course. So I'm looking at N now, and I am asking. So is he doing that? Okay. Let's see. All right. Okay. I can tell you one thing. He's a family man. I can tell you that doesn't want to hurt you. I can tell you that I think you guys are having money problems. Is that true? I think that well, I no. Okay. I have to be as objective as possible, okay? Because this is a marriage I'm playing with, and I hate people who take it for granted and just I'm going to say that I don't think so. I don't think so. I think, let me explain what I see, and maybe you'll understand better. I do see something that could either be a new job or something, a place he's going, like on a trip, or something exciting within his job. Or the other thing it could be is sometimes this looks like a new affair, but I don't, this is why I don't think it is, because I don't see things around it that look like it. And you have to go with both. I also want to tell you that I just don't. Do you have three children? I see three. I just don't. I see him socializing. I see him feeling good about things. I see him very much doing, being responsible on a day-to-day basis. No, I'm not going to say that he is. No. Mm-mm. Get it out of your head. If it persists, then you have to ask him, and that's it. But I don't think so. So, no. You have your husband, and he's a good husband. And he's certainly not out to hurt you. Okay? Plus, I want to say something else. I think you have history, a long history together. That's what I see. So, if you do, that's what he's thinking about. Okay, Anne? All right. I hope everything works out for you guys. Okay, everybody. That was, I should have, took out more, but I can't believe that I went through all those readings in 45 minutes. So let me just tell you that, again, why I did this. And I love radio. I love it. And one day I am going to work strictly on radio. Well, I don't know. But it was just a time where I have to take a break again. And I will still be working at askadina.com. And I have private readings and all that kind of stuff. I'm going to continue doing free readings on my site. I'll put them in a blog. I'll do a blog. I'll do free readings because I love doing this for you. I might even decide to open a chat room where we can do live readings there. So I'm really excited, and there's a lot more I want to do. And what was I thinking? It just went out of my head. So I'm not gone. I've been here for 20 years. I've been the same person, and I'm going to continue to do the same things. Okay, we're going to take a break, and I'll be right back. Okay, I'm back. I just went in, yes, to get another reading because I love you. So here is from S. I meet a guy named C, and I have been off and on for 3 weeks now, and I just wanted to know, does he like me the way I like him? And can you see us getting anywhere with it? Okay. All right. So does C like you, and are you going to get more friendly? Let's find out. Okay. I'm kidding. Are you kidding? Whoa, what's going on here? Okay. He likes you. He likes you, but he is... Something happened just like not that far ago that he is still a little upset about, but I'll tell you right now, he is curious, he's interested, and he's a very, very old-fashioned for his age. You know, he's just very old-fashioned. He's the type of guy that you want to take home to mommy. So, yes, he's going to be interested. Mm-hmm. Good luck. I think that's wonderful. Okay, let's see what else we have here. I didn't even go anywhere near how many things that we had. Let's go see. Okay, just a minute. I can't believe it. I usually don't shut up. And today, I just want to do free readings. Okay. Let's go all the way, all the way, all the way, all the way down here. Okay. Okay. Does M still love me? Will I see M next month? I love him with my heart, my body, my soul. And this is from A. So, let's go and see. Okay. What? I'm just talking to somebody. And no, not real. But they're real to me, but they're not real to anybody else. So, does M love her, and will she see him next month? And you know she loves him like that. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, M. And we're talking about... Well, okay. Okay. All right. This is tough because I don't know what he's talking about. I don't know what you're talking about, Em. Make it clearer for me. Are you hurt, A? I mean, did you withdraw from him? I don't know what he's talking about. He's not making sense to me. Usually, well, okay. Two women here. Now, unless I'm doing a mediumship reading, I have all the clairs. I can feel, I can hear, and I know. But if I'm doing a mediumship reading, added to that is clairvoyance. I can see everything. But when I'm just doing a regular reading, I don't use it. I don't do it. So if I'm doing a regular reading, I don't see the people. So I don't know if this is two or one person. But one of the women is very hurt. Very dramatic, or she's very clingy, and one of the women is very grounded, stable, and nurturing. And I'm trying to figure out where he fits in, because he's telling me that he's stubborn, he's telling me that he is all about money, he's telling me that he's kind of taking a big step backward. And he feels like a failure. He is telling me that he cares a lot about somebody. But, oh yeah, there is another woman. Because he's saying to me that, yeah, I got a big problem here. So, hold on, and I'm going to do something else. All right, Em. Just A. That's all I want to know. Just A. Okay? Just A. Ooh, that, yeah, okay. Here's what I'm getting. Okay, he's very torn. Like, I see him, I don't. He was, before this, he had felt that it was worth it to just see where it was going. It was worth it. He's definitely thinking he doesn't have any money or, you know, that's a big part of it. He's also feeling that he doesn't know what to believe, what to think, what to trust. I do know that he feels he doesn't want to get married. That's what he says. He's also thinking that he left, but it was probably the wrong thing to do. And he is thinking that he was definitely deceptive to you. Oh, yeah. But he also feels, and I see this so much with people, that he has such love for you, that you reopened his heart, and that it's the kind of love, oh my God, here I go, it's the kind of love that is beautiful. It's not the kind of like lusty, passionate, I'm in love with you. It's better. It's the kind of love where from deep in your soul, you say, thank you, God, for putting this person in my life. Okay, that's it. So, will you see him? I can tell you that when I ask that question, he's scared. And he's going to ask somebody what to do. He asked somebody that he's going to ask. There's a person that he goes to a lot to ask what he should do. And that's what he's going to do. I can't tell you what they say, though. But definitely, he loves you. Definitely. It's just the way you do. It's, I'm sure. Okay? So, good luck, honey. Okay, I think I have room for one more. If I go very quick. So, okay. S asked me, when will my ex-M-O call or text me? I hate doing when. Like, is it Tuesday? Is it Wednesday? That's really not my thing. I don't really care whether it's Tuesday or Wednesday. Of course, I know you care. So I usually will ask for a time frame. But time frames are very difficult. And the reason they're difficult is because this is based on what they want to do, not what time they're going to do it. So I will stand by any prediction I ever made, but not the timing. Okay, so I'm going to ask M, will he call or text S? Mm-hmm. Okay, what's your answer? Okay, not right now. Just not right now. I'm feeling that right now, M is much more about feeling good about himself. Just good about himself. That's all he's thinking about. I feel that you had a difficult time in the past, and he's got some very firm thoughts about it, and all he wants right now is to have a good time. That's all he wants. I'm going to go down a little further, and then, so when you ask, you know, will he? Eventually, yes, he will. Let me ask if they'll give me a time frame. Okay, guys, tell me if he'll do it in weeks. Okay? No, okay, something's going to shock him, and he's going to do it in, oh God, that's a long time. Okay, I'm actually getting, like, months. So, oh God, I don't even want to tell you because I'm not sure, but I know it's months. So, but he is. And when he does, he's going to want to be with you. Okay? So something's going to shock him, and he's going to want to be with you. So it ends pretty good. Okay, yes? Love you. Okay, so guys, I love you. I love you, love you, love you. And I want everybody to still look at my Facebook site and come to my website. I'll do free readings, and I'll be back on the radio very soon. I love you, and thank you for listening.